Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning, Monday, January the 8th, 2024, 17 minutes past the hour, 28 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. My goodness gracious, can you believe we're 8 days into the new year and I have not mispronounced the year once yet? You know, I know that's a jinx. I know I'm setting myself up to mispronounce it at some point. But so far, so good. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. You know, I do have to say, I've spoken with at least three people so far this year who said they had sent me Christmas cards that I did not get. Now, that could be because of a change in address. Maybe that's what that was all about. But if you did send me a Christmas card and it came back, that's probably what the issue was. I know we got some of them. Because we got cards from Idaho and California. So I really don't know what the issue was, but hopefully by next year we have it fixed. The address, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, right here in Marion. All right, we were talking about the big city council meeting tonight before the break, 6:30 tonight at City Hall. Situation going on with the auditor and the mayor, and city council, and everything else right now. If you want to comment, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. It's a fascinating topic, and hearing other people's opinions on it, I think, is probably the most important thing. And it is interesting that right before the break, our caller before the break was talking about how people maybe are a little trepidatious about speaking about this. And, you know, I can understand that to the degree that we don't have all the facts in front of us. But to be honest with you, when it comes to a news story, how often do we have all the facts? We don't. We know this, we know that, we know this, we know that, and then we kind of draw our conclusions based upon that. But one thing we can draw these conclusions that I have heard from so many people, that tonight they'll be attending their first city council meeting ever, and from people who don't even live in the city who feel they want to attend tonight's city council meeting because of all the stuff that has gone on pretty much in the last week. And again, it all comes down to City Auditor Miranda McGinnis not resigning her position last Friday, of which she was supposed to do. She rescinded her resignation last Thursday. And the part of the resignation letter, the rescension of the resignation, that I think is of interest to most people at this point, is the second paragraph, in which she says, "Since submitting my resignation, I have had the opportunity to reassess the situation, and I believe that the circumstances surrounding my resignation need additional review. This has led me to reconsider my decision to resign." Now, that's the line. The circumstances surrounding my resignation need additional review. Additional review by who? City Council? Law enforcement? We don't know. And that's what it's all about. So, here we are again, tonight's City Council meeting. Will she be there? Will the auditor be there? To my knowledge, she has not attended a city council meeting since early December, certainly not since her resignation on December 11th. And if she is there tonight, are they going to ask her what this letter means, why she stayed, what's that all about? Will Bill Collins be asked tonight? Those are the big questions on the table, and I think they are big questions at this particular point, and where do we go from here? And I think also a question is why? Because I've been asking since December 11th, why has nobody told us what went on when this, and we're calling it a deal now, but why has nobody told us what went on between Bill and Miranda? What went on during that meeting? If nothing went on and it was perfectly fine, why not just say that? But nobody said that yet. And to my knowledge, they've said it nowhere. I think it would help. And again, Bill, Miranda, we have an open door policy here if you'd like to come on. And we also have an open door policy for our listeners out there, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I would say that if you would talk to Mayor Kellogg or you would talk to Mayor Schertzer, that they would say that we have always, that I have always been fair to them when they have come on this station. Now, have we asked tough questions? Yeah, we've done that. Have we talked about things that were going on at that time? Yes, we've done that. But I think we've always been fair. And I think that's the point. And I think when Miranda came on with us last October and on election night, I think that we were fair with her. And as I said before, I do hope that we hear back from Miranda because I just think it's important at this particular juncture. And it might clear up a whole lot of the speculating that we continue to do around here. But that's up to her. And I guess we just hope that it happens. Maybe I'll see her tonight at the city council meeting. I don't know. But again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything you'd like to comment on, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. And again, as the caller said in hour number one, a lot of people, I think, are trepidatious to speak about this. I think some people feel they don't know enough yet. I think some people just don't like to speak out against anything going on in the city. There's a lot of things that go in to not weighing in. But you know what? We're all weighing in our living rooms, grocery stores, restaurants, because as I've said, I've heard from so many people who say they're going to go to tonight's city council meeting who've never been to a city council meeting in their life. So I think that should say something. But again, the phone lines are open here if you'd like to call in. 740-751-4038. Now again, we have our big Groundhog celebration coming up on February the 2nd, starting at 8:15 in the morning. That will be a Friday, our big long day here at the station. But we're looking forward to this. And as I said, in hour number one, I got a 90% confirmation of who Warren Groundhog Harding will be this year. And I'll tell you, this will be quite a surprise if we can confirm it. It'll take about another week to totally confirm it, but if this person ends up being Warren Groundhog Harding, this will be, you know, I would say, and again, this is just my opinion, I would say it'll be a shock. I would say it'll be of great interest to people who are there when the groundhog unmasks. You know, we were talking in hour number one about having the groundhog take the city bus to the radio station that morning, because I think the groundhog should arrive in some kind of a positive fashion. Now, there has never been a groundhog on the city bus, but I don't know how much it would cost for a groundhog to ride the city bus on Groundhog Day. You think that a groundhog would get a break on Groundhog Day riding the city bus? Because I'm not really sure if a groundhog can carry a wallet or a purse or whatever people carry around at this particular point. But it's all coming up on February the 2nd. And again, if anybody has any ideas about how we can add to that celebration, let me know. Right now, the way it looks, we'll have our groundhog pizza, courtesy of Bob Welsh. And under each piece of pizza, we'll have a weather prediction. Half of them will say 6 more weeks of winter. Half of them will say early spring. And whichever piece of pizza that Warren Groundhog Harding picks, that will be the prediction for the upcoming season. Early spring or 6 more weeks of winter. Now remember, Warren Groundhog Harding is 100% accurate. Last year, the prediction was correct. That's the only year we've done it. So he is 100% accurate at this particular point. Now, what do people think of the groundhog riding the transit bus to the studio that morning? What do people think? Is this the proper way to do the prediction? Still the pizza, the groundhog pizza? Should we switch it up a little bit? Is there anything else you would like to see on Groundhog Morning, February the 2nd? Let me know. I'm here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, Matt Morgan's new show debuted last Friday, 10:15 to 11 a.m. every Friday. So we've got a great day of programming on Friday. I'm on from 8 to 10, Matt from 10 to 11, Pastor Craig 11 to 12, 12 to 1, we all get together for the Exchange Club, and then Pastor Craig from 1 until 2, and then that night it's Carrington, Matt, and myself, and Sean, 8:15 until 10 p.m., and we always have a lot of fun on that Friday night program. Always a lot of things going on there. All right. Oh, and the Jason Schaber interview from last Friday. Holy moly, did we learn a lot from the Jason Schaber interview last Friday. Did anybody hear that and have any comment on that? I heard back so much feedback in regard to that interview. Because that's a little more inside, you know. And again, this is why we want to hear from people who are actually involved in the situation. And I think Jason said a lot when he talked about, you know, are we going to continue to remove the auditor from office? The third vote of no confidence comes up tonight during the city council meeting. Is that going to be a thing? Do we need to know the answers first as to why she is staying in that position? Or should they continue to try to remove her? I don't know. Again, if anybody has any thoughts on the groundhog, the Jason Schaber interview, anything going on in the city, the phone lines are open for you at this point. We would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything of interest in your world this morning? Or if there's anything else that you would like to talk about. Doesn't have to be anything that I'm talking about in particular. If there's anything that you would like to talk about, give me a buzz. These are just the topics that are on my mind this morning based on the weekend that just passed. Okay, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. And of course, as far as I know, I will be at the city council meeting tonight, and we will see how that all shakes out. Hopefully, amongst a lot of other people who maybe have never been to a city council meeting before. I think that's interesting that this is driving people to want to go to city council meetings and see what's going on. And as I want to say again, we have invited Bill Collins on, we have invited Miranda McGinnis on, and we hope that both or one of them, somebody, takes us up on the offer, because we certainly would like to talk to them. Can you imagine what it's like over at City Hall today? You know, I think Friday is kind of a slow day at City Hall, so who knows what happened there on Friday. But here's Monday, the day of the City Council meeting. I would imagine there's a lot of talk over at City Hall today. I don't know who it's between. I don't know what's going on over there. But I would imagine that there is maybe interesting things going on. Now, again, that's just conjecture and opinion on my behalf, but I would have to say it's probably a pretty interesting place to be right now, City Hall here in Marion. City government, definitely an interesting happening right now. And again, phone lines are open for you to comment, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, you know what? I don't think we've done any Family Feud in the new year that I can remember. So, let's see here. Well, here's an interesting one. I don't think we've ever done this one. Name an occupation that begins with the letter J. J as in Jeremy. Name an occupation that begins with the letter J. Now we have six answers here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the telephone line, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an occupation that begins with the letter J. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a janitor.
Janitor's number one on the list. You got it. Janitor comes in at number one on the list today. Name an occupation that begins with the letter J. Janitor number one. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the politicians. Let's hope so, right?
Hopefully.
You know, Jason has a bit of a potty mouth, but I did enjoy it. So let me give a clean answer. And my clean answer is janitor.
Janitor is number one on the list. What'd you make of the Jason Schauber interview?
Well, like myself, he tells it like it is. I thought it was great. Candid. And I don't mind the occasional adult language. I thought it was kind of amusing. Then he always apologizes. But yeah, Jason's sharp. He doesn't pull any punches. And we need more of that. We need that in radio. I'm tired of the people holding back things. I think they might offend somebody. He wants to let the taxpayers and interested people know what's going on.
Now,
and even if it sometimes it comes across a bit strong, he says it articulately and completely, and he was 30th at the same time. So he's one of your top 10 guests.
Now, what do you make of all the intrigue that I've been hearing in the last 3 days of people who plan to attend these meetings tonight who've never been to one?
I'm watching Watergate again. Is Nixon going to resign? Because first he wasn't going to, and then he did. Kind of brings me back to Watergate. We have Mariagate.
Well, I mean, what do you make of, what is it about this story? Because we've had the pay raise story, the veto story, auditor resigning story, and they didn't get this kind of interest in the city. What is it about this story that has so much intrigue?
New mayor, different party after 16 years, the former police chief. Everybody knows who Bill Collins is and where she promised a different position. Of course, we have our favorite bus driver who possibly could be, I guess Miranda could have been her boss, but looks like that's not going to happen. You don't often see a resignation being rescinded. I'm just thinking of watching Nixon saying he resigns. And then, oh, no, I'm going to remain as president. So I guess that can always happen. I didn't even know you even could rescind a resignation. That was kind of different when I first heard about it. Would she not promise the transportation job? The whole thing, again, it's a Mariagate. Mariagate.
The paragraph in her rescission letter from resigning, that's so interesting to me. Since submitting my resignation, I've had the opportunity to reassess the situation, and I believe that the circumstances surrounding my resignation need additional review.
I guess people aren't quite sure what that means. I didn't fully understand it. You're not going to give your opinion, Scott, but does it maybe sound like she wasn't offered the transportation position? What's the difference in the salary? I would think transportation would be the transportation director or coordinator would be less stressful than auditor. Auditor, certainly, you're under the microscope 25 hours a day, not just by Marion, but by the IRS and everything in between. Transportation job certainly is a very important, and I think Marion has decent transportation for a city of that size, thanks to Sarah and her coworkers. But I'd rather have that job. Maybe there's a difference in pay. I don't know, but something. There are some blanks here that need to be filled in.
Well, and she also
understand the interest.
Well,
for sure.
And in the first paragraph, she said, "I have realized that my decision was hasty and not in my best interest." Now that's interesting. That it was apparently a quick decision was made there. And also, when we come back to these circumstances surrounding her resignation need additional review, well, if it was about the transit position, I don't know what additional review would be needed after you decide not to resign.
Very mysterious. Neither yourself nor myself understand it fully. I'd like to hear Miranda on the show. Come on, Miranda. Come on down, as Johnny Olson said. Let's hear.
Well, I just think on the...
Scott will certainly challenge you, but he'll be fair about it. And that was nice about Jason. He was on for 2 hours, and he told it all. Even if it involved coming across kind of strong and using language you don't use in front of your child, I thought it was great. And thank you, Jason, for coming on. Miranda, Bill, let's hear from you.
Well, what do you, and again, people can say what they want about this story, but this all happened on December 11th. This meeting or this resignation of Miranda dates back nearly a month now. Now, isn't there an oddness just to simply the fact that nobody, and they've been asked, will tell us what happened?
It certainly is mysterious, and that's the intrigue. Do we know the whole story? Probably not. Will we ever know the whole story? No.
Well, I think City Council, after hearing Jason Schauber, intends to find out the whole story because
we really should know, Scott. It's a fascinating human interest, political, governmental series of events, and it affects taxpayers. Anybody who enters the city of Marion, whether or not you're a property owner or an employee who works within the city or business owner, you're affected at least indirectly. It's a fascinating story just from a sociological perspective, I would say.
Well, here's what's interesting to me, and I believe Jason said this on Friday, that if some answers were not given tonight, that he would certainly possibly be in favor of putting together a special group to investigate this matter. Now, I would think that if I was Miranda or Bill, I would certainly want to get out ahead of that to stop that from happening.
Yeah, Jason wants to get to the bottom of it as not just a council member, but a concerned citizen, and I admire him for that. I wish we had other people who could be as candid as he is. I think Bill needs to come on, and hopefully he will.
Well, I guess my final, do you think Miranda will attend tonight, City Council?
I would say probably, but who knows? The minute I try to predict something or try to analyze the course of events, something is going to change. You're going to be there, right?
As far as I know.
Reporter's cap, and, well, do they still carry notebooks? You carry probably a laptop or a tablet, right?
Yeah,
not
yeah.
A little pad with a pencil. Little reporter's cap, little press pass. Well, you'll get to the bottom of it, Scott.
Well, I think tonight
maybe you should get Geraldo. I think he could certainly delineate these events. But maybe he's had an influence on you, having interviewed him after decades of trying.
Well, I will say this, and being a journalist, which I consider myself to be, I have a pretty good idea what happened, but I...
Speaking of occupation beginning with Jay, there's one, Scott. You just gave it away, journalist.
There's a journalist. But I would say, you know, I think I have a pretty good idea about what happened because I have had off-the-record conversations with people that obviously I'm not going to reveal. But will it all come out tonight? I don't know. I would think eventually it's going to come out because there are people who do know, and I'm not talking about me because I would not say it unless the person said it, but there are people who I've talked to off the record who certainly know things who have not revealed them yet, And I don't know how long that's going to stay hidden, because I think some of that might pop at tonight's meeting, to be honest with you.
I would say Kreskin, Bob Costas, and of course Geraldo have had an influence on you by their being on your program. It happens.
Well, I don't know. You know what? I think a lot of it's going to depend on if Miranda's at the meeting tonight. A lot of it's going to depend on how much Bill and Miranda get pressed on what happened. I certainly would think that Jason, after talking to Jason and knowing Ayers being the two senior city council members at this moment, I would find it hard to believe that neither one of them would ask any questions tonight.
You think so far, Scott, and need you to answer this, but you think Scott S. is a more media-friendly, more open, more candid mayor than Bill so far? Of course, it's 16 years versus not even 16 days, but you see, maybe a few months down the road when he gets settled more into the office, will Bill Collins be a little more open? Scott Scherzer was very much, and he even did the Scott Spears day, so you see Bill Collins maybe being a little less open?
I don't know, you know what?
Because he's new and he doesn't want to dive right into it quite so quickly.
You know what? You have to feel for Bill Collins at this point to the degree that he has walked into a mess. I mean, before he walked in, the veto was going on, the pay raise issue was going on, the whole issue with the auditor started on December 11th before he was ever in there, and he's not even been in 8 days yet. And now this is on his plate. So from that perspective, you got to say, well, I can understand why he's probably having a rough time. I don't know if he would consider it a rough time because we haven't heard from him. But, you know, coming in 8 days, it's unfortunate that he's not speaking to the media. I certainly always encourage people to do that, not just because I'm media. I just think it helps. I don't think hiding or just not talking is ever a good idea. But I don't know if he'll be media friendly or not. I think, you know, maybe we'll find out tonight, because I'll certainly try to talk with him tonight. But that's, of course, on him of if he will do that or not.
Looks like this evening, Scott, will be entertaining, informative, mind and eye opening. And hopefully we can kind of shake hands and get along, have an auditor, whether or not it is Miranda, and move forward. Let's accentuate the positives of Marion. And Jason mentioned this about downtown looking great. So many positives, and we have this internal issue. And it is fascinating from a sociological perspective, but we need an answer for the taxpayers, visitors, and other people involved in the city of Marion.
Well,
a good example.
I'll tell you something else that makes it one final point that makes this fascinating, and I have not touched on this morning, that if Miranda does not give a good reason, and this is from Jason on Friday, for why she's staying in this job and what she means by all this, it is clear to me that Jason and other members of city council certainly do not feel that she's a good auditor. And I believe that and I don't think this is a stretch, that if answers are not provided, they're going to start the process again of removing her, which apparently does not take as long as they thought, maybe less than a month. And so if I was her, I certainly would want to start talking about this.
Right. Well, that'll certainly stir the pot, won't it? So was journalist on there? Because you kind of gave that up.
Oh, wait, let's see here. You know what?
It was kind of funny.
Let me go back and take a look here. You know what? Journalist was number four on the list.
Well, since I was on so long, let me give you a gem of an answer, and that would be jeweler.
Jeweler's number two on the list.
Okay. How about jockey? I don't want to be horsing around, but not of your friend Roger from the Little Brown Jug. How about, well, jockey?
Jockey's number three on the list.
Is someone who rides in the harness racing, is that still called the jockey, or is that there's a different term for that, right? Not really a jockey on the top of a horse, just in the little cart.
As far as I know, it's still a jockey. I haven't heard otherwise.
Okay. Or a jock for an athlete, but okay. Well, that's good. I think I gave enough answers. I think I've hogged your show. But stay warm out there, Scott, and have fun this evening, and let's find out what happens. I'm sure whatever we think will happen will be something different from what actually does happen. And, of course, my show with Lucas is coming up after 10 o'clock. So people get a cup of coffee and listen. It will be fantastic.
Thanks, Adam.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, the category here is name an occupation that begins with the letter J. as in janitor, jeweler, jockey, and journalist. Those are the answers we have. 46 minutes past the hour, still two answers left on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, back to the phones here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Like an electrician journeyman?
Not a journeyman, not on the list. Hey, what do you make of what's going on tonight?
Oh, I'd like to be there. But no, one thing that I am against, it's nothing to do with all of the auditor and all that stuff, but I don't like the idea of the stop signs on Kensington. I use Kensington on a regular basis, and I see no need for those extra stop signs.
Yeah, that's an interesting road, Kensington. I think a lot more people used to use it before university, but maybe somebody needs to look at that and see if those need to really be there at this point.
Yeah, because I don't think they need to be there because it's not going to really slow, because I live next street over on Spencer. And I know before they opened university, I mean, our traffic was horrible. I mean, we still are really heavy traffic. But, I mean, our street is, about like Kensington. And, I mean, and we have the stop sign at church. You know, when you turn from Center on to Spencer, there's a stop sign right there at church and at Indiana. But, I mean, it doesn't slow anybody down. I mean, they turn the corner on Spencer there on from Center, and, I mean, they go 40, 50 miles an hour knowing they're going to stop right there at Church Street. So it makes no difference.
You know, it's interesting. I used to go down Kensington a lot when I lived in a different location, but it was always interesting to me how many people got caught for speeding turning off of Mount Vernon, in between Mount Vernon and 309, in that little stretch of Kensington, because they would speed up and then they would get caught.
Yeah. Well, they don't seem to get caught on Spencer. A lot of people get pulled over when they first turn into Spencer because they have just come from east, and the Highway Patrol follows them in from 23.
Yeah,
and pulls them over as soon as they turn onto our street. But I see no need for those stop signs over there on Kensington. Okay, anyway, did I already make a guess on the...
Yeah, but I did want to ask you one thing, though, in regard to this whole... Why do you think... because we've had auditors resign, Robert Landon, Miranda. We've talked about pay raises. We've had vetoes from the mayor. We did the Aquatic Center. What is it about this story that has people who've never been to city council, don't even live in the city of Marion, tell me in the last few days that they want to go to their first city council meeting tonight? What is it about this story?
I think it's the hint of corruption.
You think because it involves the mayor?
Yeah. It needs to be straightened out. I mean, how many more penalties are we going to suffer from the IRS and from...
Well, do you think, let me ask you this, two questions. Do you think she's going to attend tonight's meeting after rescinding her resignation? And do you think we are going to get any answers tonight from Bill or her?
I don't know how she can keep not showing up. I mean, somebody has got to be held accountable for all of this mess.
Well, I feel for her to this degree. She's in a terrible rock and a hard spot right now.
Yes, she sure is.
Because,
I mean, she came into it. I mean, just like you said, Bill's coming into a mess.
Yeah, and Bill's coming in.
She came into the biggest, she came into a much bigger mess.
Well, here's why I feel for her at this particular point, because let's say she comes to the meeting tonight. She clearly is going to be grilled on why she's staying, and her job could be on the line if she does not answer that question correctly, because Jason Schauber said on Friday that,
he still doesn't feel she's a good auditor, and if we don't know what happened here, the process to remove her needs to start again, and that could take as little as a month. So that's tough on her. But on the other side, if she doesn't show, I think they're going to see that as you're the auditor and you're not showing up to city council still. And the person who clearly her and Bill, I can't imagine, are on the greatest of terms right now, she's got to sit with him during the city council meeting. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like for her right now.
I know. I would want to resign. I believe I want to get away from all that mess. Well, if I were her, but still, that brings up another point here about the council. Why did they let Landon get by and get us into this mess? Why didn't they? Because Mayor Schertzer kept complaining about it. Why didn't the council get rid of him when they could? Answer me that.
Well, it's an interesting question. And I think Jason brought up an interesting point on Friday that when they voted on the raises previously, a lot of city council thought that they were too much money. And then when they became even bigger amounts of money, that same council voted yes for those raises.
Yeah, makes no sense, does it?
It's very bizarre, but I have to say, like I just said, I feel for Bill because he's coming into a tough spot here. But Miranda, since Thursday, I cannot imagine what her life is. But one thing I will say, and it's, again, the why of this whole matter, she had to feel strongly about something to not give this job up because she had a job waiting for her in transit. She could have walked away from this audit position. And, I think we wouldn't be talking about this today. So something propelled her to stay.
Maybe she wasn't going to be able to get that job because, remember, he is not allowed to appoint somebody to a job until he took over as mayor. Maybe that wasn't legal. Maybe she couldn't actually have that job.
Well, I don't know. I just, like I said, the paragraph again. And again, if for somebody just tuning in, I think it's important to hear this second paragraph of her resignation, or recension letter, not her resignation letter. It's very vague, but it's interesting. Because she said, since submitting my resignation, I have had the opportunity to reassess the situation, and I believe that the circumstances surrounding my resignation need additional review. Well, by who? And what were the circumstances?
I hope we find out.
I do. Well, that's what I say. That's the rock in the hard spot. Is she going to show up to council tonight and tell us what that's all about? Or is she not going to show up? And I imagine that's going to cheese off city council to the point where they might start the recension process again.
Oh, boy, it's just a soap opera.
and we'll report on it tomorrow. But I just hope that Miranda speaks, because one thing I do want to say is that it's hard to get up in front of city council and tell your full story. It's a lot easier to do it on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's true.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Oh, did I ever make a guess?
I think you did, but you can give another one if you like.
What about a jackhammer operator?
Let's see. Well, no jackhammer operator, but it was a J. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here. Name an occupation that begins with the letter J. Janitor, jeweler, jockey, journalist, two left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 55 minutes past the hour. Oh, what a morning it is. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say one, a judge.
Judge is number 5 on the list.
And then I put down a juggler, somebody that juggles. I don't know if that'd be a job.
No, juggler's number 6 on the list, so that would be the list. What do you make of all, we got a little time here, what do you make of all this kerfluffle in the city?
Well, the people really can't do the job. It's like in politics, a lot of them can't. But the thing is, they needed to get her help from early on. And when the other guy was doing it, when somebody can't do the job, you you know, you just have to get rid of them. That's all there is to it.
What do you think it is that caused her to not resign? I mean, because she had said, I'm leaving last Friday.
Probably her attorney. I don't know if they do settlements in government stuff a lot. If she does leave, she'll get a deal or something. I don't know. But if I knew I couldn't do the job, I wouldn't stay in there. That, to me, it's just hurting the people. You know, you think of, that's what politics is. You think of the people, not you, and not the rich people, and not the corporations. And they don't do that anymore. It's the people that matter, not the big guys, the rich guys, and the corporations and stuff. But I can't see her staying because apparently she can't do it. And I don't know if the lawyer has told her to do this, I imagine.
Well, see, this, and again, we're not sure if she has a lawyer, but what caused her not to resign? Because...
Oh, I thought she was seeking some kind of... Oh, I thought she had a lawyer.
We heard that she was looking... I don't know that we've ever confirmed that she has a lawyer.
For counsel. Yeah. But I'd say she probably has.
Well, here's the thing of it. Why would you get legal counsel? What happened? I mean, that's what this all comes down to.
I don't know. Landon, they never really went back on him, so I don't know if they thought she could... they could go back on her for this or what, but they just need to get a couple... They need somebody... I would think she would have an assistant...
She does.
The job when she's not there.
She's
and
got
if two of them. Can't do it. Something's wrong.
Well, she's got an assistant auditor, deputy auditor, Martin Watts, who's been there. I think at least 4 years at this point.
Well, if that Landon got it so mixed up, that's what I said. I don't know, because I know twice. I think they paid out outside people to help get this straightened out. One time it was like 50-some thousand. Another time I think it was more. And for him to be in office that short of time, certainly he done something. And for it to be that screwed up, I don't know. I don't know if the state will go in and try to get it or straighten it out or what. But that's what I said. There, you can't give raises and stuff because the it's really, you know, you don't know what you've got there, what you're going to have to end up paying in fines or different stuff. So
this is true. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Goodbye.
Hey, for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.